Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Today, Covenant Presbyterian Church celebrates the life of faith we have shared for over 60 years, and the faith we already share with generations yet to come. Today, we dedicate this courtyard, a place of memory, celebration, contemplation, and fellowship. This courtyard was conceived as a continuation of an existing memorial to Scott Marshall and Peter Severson, two beloved members of this congregation who were taken from us far too early. Scott was honored with a more permanent memorial to Scott, to Peter, and to Justin Michael. More than that, it offers a place to remember and to celebrate all those for whom Covenant has been an important part of their faith journey. Here we recognize the ways that we have supported one another in faith. Here we may commemorate those who have been part of our lives and are now departed. Here we may rejoice in special occasions and milestones. In this courtyard, we express the loving and caring relationships that lift one another in Christ. As I told the kids, this large plaque on the center column recognizes Covenant's charter members, 75 people who laid the foundation for this congregation. We recognize our two remaining charter members who are unable to be with us today, Ed Jackman and Eleanor Short. We also recognize Byron Rippentrop, son of charter members Mark and Marjorie Rippentrop, who is with us today and still actively involved with Covenant. We hope that this place may bear witness to the faith these charter members expressed in organizing a new Presbyterian congregation. We are grateful for the presence of special guests today. The families of the three young men in whose memories this courtyard was conceived and whose photos welcome guests above the door. We welcome Scott's parents, Russ and Mary Marshall. We welcome Peter's parents, John and Lynn Severson, and his brother Eric. We welcome Justin's brother, Nathan Michael, and Jana and their children, and Sydney Armstrong and spouse Jeremy. We pray for you that this place may be a balm and a blessing. We recognize key financial contributors to this project. The Marshall, Severson, and Michael families each gave generously to support this transformation that we dedicate today. In addition, the family of Bonnie Drew generously agreed to redirect a portion of her bequest to begin funding for this courtyard. We thank Bonnie's children, Bruce Fagerstrom and Lynn Kowalczyk, who enthusiastically supported this request. We also welcome Ginny Verplug, who knew that this courtyard would sit between two parts of the building designed by her husband, Stan. After she reviewed the plans for the courtyard, she also made a significant gift to fund the construction. In addition to those leadership gifts, we recognize the many contributions made by members and friends of this congregation that made this project possible. Roughly two-thirds of this courtyard project's cost were raised through special contributions. The remainder and the cost of the project behind it will be made up by Covenant's Capital Fund, which is also filled with contributions from members and friends of the congregation. We are so grateful for the support that has made this project possible. We recognize Jean Laird's design build. Jean's not able to be with us today, but she walked with us through this entire project. From the initial concept designs, through modifications that were specified by our planning committees, adjustments based on drainage and logistical considerations, reviewing the work of her skilled construction crew, her love and care were evident every step along this way. Jean began with a drab concrete patio that sat right where you all are sitting, a patio that saw little use. Russ and Mary had indicated their willingness to see the sign on 28th Street replaced with a more and to Peter and Justin. They were open to the idea of reaching beyond a simple singular memorial to create a space that celebrates everything Covenant means. Gifted design, this courtyard came into being through collaborative work on the part of many who shared ideas and helped to shape the decisions that brought this courtyard into being. We recognize those Covenant members who participated in numerous committee and subcommittee design and in-process decisions about matters ranging from the plaques and the columns to the furniture, from the memorial photos to the electrical service. Committees, please be recognized. We thank you all for your work. Bob's enthusiastic leadership made this project possible. We can't count the hours he spent corresponding with committee members, meeting about design and construction matters, organizing a work day to gather rocks for the dry stream, communicating with stakeholders, shepherding this project to completion. Bob, thank you. Now, this courtyard is not quite finished. These blank gray columns are meant to be filled with plaques that commemorate the important role Covenant has in many lives. Beginning today, you may order a plaque to honor a loved one or to express the meaning that Covenant has for you. Please note that the plaques are not reserved only for those who are deceased, nor do you have to qualify in some way in order to deserve a plaque. You determine whether to express Covenant's role in your life with a plaque. The cost of the plaque will be paid by the person requesting the plaque. However, any plaques that are ordered right now for deceased members of Covenant will be paid from the church's memorial fund. If a plaque would be a financial hardship for you, but you would like one, please let us know and we can work that out as well. We don't want cost to be a barrier for anyone who belongs in the courtyard with us. There will be order forms and information about plaques in the narthex immediately following this dedication. The dedication is what you were here for. It's what you've been waiting to see happen. And that's what we do right now. Today we dedicate this courtyard to the glory of God for the celebration, memory, contemplation, and fellowship of Covenant Presbyterian Church and our neighbors. We dedicate this memory of Scott, Peter, and Justin. O God, Father of Jesus Christ who died, you know the pain of grief. Comfort us in our continued sorrow. Help us to remember these dear ones with joy and uphold them forever in your eternal arms. We dedicate these columns, the plaque commemorating our charter, the celebration of meaningful yourself in meals and laughter. May these names bear witness to your presence in our lives. Dedicate this drainage stream and these new plantings to the well-being of the creatures who share this habitat. O Lord of life, you create all that lives and moves. Open your hand once more to provide for the needs of every living thing. We dedicate these paving stones, the lighting, the cross, and these furnishings to the fellowship of those who will gather here. Holy Spirit, you make us one with each other, with our neighbors here and everywhere. Be present with everyone who stops here to share fellowship together, to find a quiet retreat, to enjoy the hospitality of your church. As we dedicate this courtyard of memory, celebration, and welcome, we rededicate ourselves to the work of your church. Make us faithful to your covenant in the faith of Jesus Christ, who is with us yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. This courtyard is dedicated. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.